This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've never seen such enthusiastic promotion of the Pope. There's always underhanded knives and attacks on Catholics. And that's because clearly it wasn't something the globalists totally controlled. Now they love it because they got control of it. Nick and PA, go ahead. Thanks for holding your own with Leo Zagami. You were getting into, you're a Catholic and you heard some things you didn't agree with. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And also, I'm a Philadelphia resident. I'm hoping I can get through to your show on Sunday because he's due here in Philly on Saturday and Sunday. But this is my question for you, Leo. When I listened to the Pope today, he talked about immigration and people coming into America, and then he brought up the golden rule. And to me, by doing that, it's like he's trying to put a guilt trip on America. He's trying to put a guilt trip on our country that we have to bring in these illegals or we're bad guys. So this is my question to you. I'm really passionate because I'm a patriot like Alex.
Oh, yeah. We've been more open than anybody. We've given more free stuff, and then we get blamed for not doing enough. That's wrong.
Absolutely. And I'm just tired of seeing the American people getting trashed, and we are every day. But this is my question to you, Leo. Will this Pope take 10,000 of our illegals into his country?
Well, this is what happens also in Italy. Here, he pulled up the same stunt, and in the end, he ended up guesting basically, I think, 6 or 8 people inside the Vatican, saying he was guesting a couple of families, giving the example. And that's it, basically, because, you know, he wanted to make us feel like we have to guest them in our houses, you know. So everybody now in every region of Europe has to prepare to give their everything to these immigrants, to these refugees who are arriving. This is, of course, a technique that he's using both in Europe and in the U.S., and it seems like it's working, and it's going to be very difficult to stop him when we have these fake conservatives like the Republicans who are not really doing anything to stop him. Because, I mean, when you hear the comments of Shepard Smith or people like this, really, I mean, I put my hands in the
air. Oh, that's what's sick. I appreciate your call, Nick. Great point. We're going to do 5 more minutes in the next segment with Mr. Zagami. Then we're going to have a huge in-depth report on geoengineering. It's out in the open. You need to know about it. We have a special guest joining us. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Jim in Colorado. Jim, you're on the air with Leo Zagami.
Yeah, hi, Alex, long-time listener. I'd just like to add a few pieces to this final puzzle that we're looking at, staring us right in the face. This Pope is number 266, 2 sixes plus another 6. Chapter 13, the book of Revelation, it talks about a beast with 10 horns, 7 heads. Freemasonry has 7 different types of lodges. And they have a they have their own set of 10 commandments that are in direct opposition to God's 10 commandments. The second beast says it comes out has 2 horns like a lamb. That those 2 horns represent the mitre that the Pope and bishops wear. Okay, you there?
No, I'm listening.
Well, oh, okay. That represents that. That hat that the Pope and bishops wear. So this Pope is the last Pope. He's the false prophet, second beast. And what their whole game plan is to do away with Christianity worldwide. These Masons and these secret societies, these devil worshippers, they all hate Jesus and they want to get him off the face of the earth. And if you look in John chapter 6 about the what we call as the Catholic, the Holy Communion, the Mass, they're going to try to, they're going to do away with it. And that's talked about in Daniel chapter 12, how they're going to.
All right, listen, interesting point. We're going to get Leo's take.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Get up, on the loose. Start ringing in my head. Grab some silence off circuits to bed. Can I be cold? My whole life.
Well, we got one more segment with Leo Zagami. Then we've got the organization in California exposing geoengineering joining us. It's made news across the state as more and more citizens investigate persistent jet condensation trails known as chemtrails, which we're not saying every plane is spraying chemtrails, but there is geoengineering going on. We've compiled a lot of evidence we're going to be going over today, so stay with us. Leo, you just heard that caller getting into, you know, this Pope being the false prophet or whatever. This is all I know. Suddenly, Baptist churches, Methodist churches, Catholic churches, universities, media, the heat's been turned up. We're going to ban the name father and mother, boy and girl, he, she, the words. We're going to arrest you if you read out of the Bible. We're going to forcibly inoculate you. We're going to turn your power plants off. We're going to teach your five-year-olds how to have sex. We're going to, I mean, they are really, it's not just the Catholic Church. It's what I'm saying. It's everything is uncloaking right now and really showing who they are. It looks like a major move's being made. I want to jam in a few more calls, but what do you say to what I just stated?
I think you're perfectly on the ball game because, I mean, here we are right at a critical moment of time. They are taking completely over. They feel secure for what they're doing. They feel that the opposition will not be able to stop them. They have the technology, remember now, to implement the new world order. All that technology that we've been talking about for many years now is available. And, of course, the mondialist plan wants to connect the human being and enslave him even more. So this agenda, in the end, wants just to enslave and make every human not only into a number, but into a number that is then valued for the system. And, you know, this number is valued 100. This human being is valued 200. I mean, it's going to be like this. It's a whole situation in which they are just exploiting mankind to enslave him ultimately, even with the microchip in the end.
Leo Zagami is our guest, jamming in a few final calls before we get into geoengineering special with a special guest.
And in regards to the Jesuits, we have to remember the figure of Pierre Teilhard de Cardin, who was this French Jesuit who inspired very much the New Age movement, and he was a strong supporter of the one world government. And let's not forget that.
Well, we had the Pope 2 months ago and again a month ago saying we need a planetary government to tackle climate change with a carbon tax. That's world government with a tax, tracking everything we do. That is the one world capitalist society with the Pope calling for it. I mean, if anybody who was a Christian leader called for it, I would say they were bad. I mean, if, you know, who's the top Protestant today? Who would you say that is? I mean, I don't care who it is. If they said that, I'd come out against them. If we don't do something about it, I just don't even know what's going to end up happening. Because people think, oh, big deal, there's going to be a world government. With that world government comes total tyranny. And what if they were setting up world government right now and they were being, you know, promoting freedom? I'd still be worried because a centralized system can take over at any moment. And mistakes by a centralized system can be magnified. But we know the globalists are bad through and through. We know they have nothing but the end of free will for us. I don't see how anyone, Leo, would not oppose this.
Well, mankind, unfortunately, has many weaknesses. They collect these weaknesses and make them the way to exploit mankind. You see, everything that we are fed through the media, everything that we are given to eat, everything is exploited so that in the end we are like, okay, this is my little piece of the cake. I might stay silent because otherwise I might get in trouble. So this is going to become more and more in the next few years. I mean, in the end, we will not be able to say anything that opposes the system back here and even have a feel against them, not even saying it. They will control even our thoughts.
And they'll have all these little factions set against each other that will attack each other whenever the centralized referees want. I've only got time to go to two more calls for you because we've got another special guest coming up, maybe three or four. Let's try it. Real quick questions here. Thanks for calling. Jeff in Canada. Jeff, you're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. God bless you both. My question is if either of you have heard of a book by Tom Horn and Chris Putnam called Petrus Romanus, The Final Pope is Here, and it's about the prophecy of St. Malachi and the final pope. They also did a follow-up book called Exo Vaticana, Petrus Romanus, Project Lucifer, and the Vatican's Astonishing Plan for the Arrival of an Alien Savior. And so basically it documents that they call it astrotheology. And Vatican.
Sure, the Illuminati believe we were seeded by aliens. The movie Prometheus is basically like a creation story that the elite put out. They even admit that. And they even admit that the Vatican is preparing with the Vatican Observatory for the arrival of aliens. That's mainstream news. Excellent questions. Thank you, Jeff. Let's get Mr. Zagami's take on it.
Well, the Jesuits are in complete control of the astronomical sector of the Vatican. The Holy See has had the Jesuits in charge for a long time. So they are the ones that in the last few years are starting to open up to this possibility because gradually they can make the whole thing also instrumental for their own New Age creed, you know. Jesus is not the only one in the universe. In the end, Jesus will be, okay, Jesus is big for us, but he's not big for the... Instead of being the center of the universe, he's going to become marginalized and a part of this New Age creed that the Jesuits are promoting, using also the alien agenda.
And again, we're not the ones saying this. This is mainstream news. It's just so bizarre. Are they going to stage something? Do they know that the globalists are going to stage something? What is the plan? You see Hollywood getting us ready for it? It is bizarre. Let's go ahead now and talk to Aaron in Canada. You're on the air with Leo Zagami.
I was just saying, talk about the formation of the Catholic Church and how in the beginning it was formed like Caesar worship. And you had to take Caesar's name before Jesus' name. So I think since the beginning of the Catholic Church, it's always been a part of the Illuminati. It's always been part of the...
Yeah, we're going to have to move on. Then that creates the whole conspiracy theory that we were cutting that line off. That sounded like that was being done on purpose. That was like chainsaws going off and car doors opening.
It sounds weird, Alex.
Anyways, let's talk about the founding of the Catholic Church. That's an interesting question.
Is the founding of Christianity. The founding of Christianity, because we know that at one point an emperor, Constantine, made this the state religion of the empire. And from there on, really, the Vatican takes on from the Roman Empire as their heirs to all this power and knowledge. So I guess that more than the founding of Catholicism, we should talk first about the founding of Christianity. Of course, after the Orthodox Church ran off, then Protestantism was created. But now, in the end, as you can see, they have taken back the whole Christianity in their hands. And I don't think there is one Christian leader today in the world that opposes the Pope, even if he's from another denomination.
The ecumenicalism, the World Council of Churches, that the Rockefeller set up has been successful. And then now the very doctrine of the Bible itself is being banned, is being outlawed, is being shredded. Let's go ahead and take one more phone call. Fabian in FEMA Region 5. You're on the air, Fabian.
Yes, hello, gentlemen. I just wanted to add to the staged stuff, like the little girl who was able to break security and come over and see the Pope and all that stuff. Something very similar happened last week. I did send a news tip on Monday, but I don't know if, you know, my stuff went into the spam or whatever. But NBC News staged another similar event live on TV on the 16th, where we got Richard Engel out there in the midst of all the migrants trying to break through, you know, the gates and the fences. And just lo and behold, this pregnant refugee walks by and collapses right at his feet.
And lo and behold, the baby drowns, so they stage it for the news cameras. Yeah, I mean, this is totally transparent, totally sickening. But instead of outraging the public, they love it. They love being conned. At least some people do. Or maybe it's going to blow up in their face. Thank you for the call, Fabian. What do you think about his statement?
I think that everybody in America these days, while the Pope is visiting, is showing the real self. We are seeing really scenes that are out of this world. I mean, these people, to be close to the Pope, will do anything. I mean, like he's some kind of God. And
we've been having some phone issues today, obviously. But we just lost Zagami's phone. Can we go back to Skype audio? And then we have Skype videos so we can finish up. All right. Well, we will try to finish up with him and then come back with our guest on geoengineering. Leo, can you hear me? All right, well, we've lost him, but that was an important interview that we just had with Leo Zagami. You can find his book, The Last Pope, just by searching it and going to his publisher that we had on screen earlier. Now, we're going to go to break. We're getting them on 20 minutes late, but we'll go 5 minutes in the next hour. Then we have a fourth hour of Overdrive today, hosted by Anthony Gucciardi. I'll tell you about that later. It's going to be a hot hour. But here's the headline. Earth is 20% darker, say experts. Now, this is from 2003, and they claim it's jet trails that are doing it. That's NASA. Now, I thought I'd show you that just to give you an idea of what even accidental geoengineering can do from their words. And clearly, California is having its weather manipulated. This is what the age of weather weapons is all about. We're going to delve deeply into it straight ahead.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Even from the outside, it's clear. The 100 showing up beat to a different drum.
but stepping inside this packed Reading auditorium is like walking into another world. Here, outlandish ideas like weather warfare and climate engineering, in other words, weather control, are accepted as basic fact.
Climate engineering is the greatest single assault on the environment ever launched by humanity, without question.
Dane Wigginton, lead researcher for Geoengineering Watch, is sounding the alarm.
It's a responsibility. It's not an option. It's an obligation.
Look in the center, between the wind plumes.
His group claims this grainy, shaky video is part of a mountain of evidence they've uncovered.
We have a secondary disbursement.
Showing shadowy government forces are using planes to secretly spray fine particles of heavy metals like aluminum into the sky.
The tankers fly at lower altitudes because they carry a larger payload.
The purpose, they believe, is to block some of the sun's direct rays from reaching the Earth, a desperate attempt to slow global warming.
The list of corroborating material we have is immense, including lab tests that prove the same elements used named in geoengineering patents, aluminum, barium, and other heavy metals, are raining down on us in absolutely massive quantities.
If you're skeptical, this won't help. Dane claims the spraying he says is happening off the coast of California comes with an incredibly severe side effect. The heavy metal particles, he says, are blocking rainfall, effectively steering our rain somewhere else, leading to their shocking truth. Climate engineering, they say, is to blame for the harshest recorded drought in California history.
That's CBS 13 that we're analyzing there. Dave Wigginton joins us right now. His background is solar energy. I've been involved in documentary films that he's been in. He was formerly employed by Bechtel Power Corp. Bechtel's been involved in weather engineering. He worked for one of the first commercial solar electric facilities in the U.S. He's an off-the-grid residence located on a 1,600-acre wildlife preserve in Northern California wilderness. One of the founding members of geoengineeringwatch.org and the staff writer for articles there, geoengineeringwatch.org. This is a short segment, long segment, coming up. But the reason I wanted to get him on is CBS News Sacramento and others have been picking it up, going to city council members, going to town halls with 200, 300, 400 people, you know, inside wearing suits and ties, scientists talking about this. So they show some college kids in a drum circle outside and go, oh, look, they're kooks. And they selectively don't show the fact that we have the patents, we have the admissions, we have Secretary of Defense Cohen in Army Times 97 admitting it. We have Bill Gates running a secret program for the government, $4 billion, $5 billion a year. We have the father of weather weapons admitting they were doing it back in the 70s. We have the London Guardian. Earth is 20% darker, NASA says, 2003. 2014, that's now 30% darker. You can simply type in to a search engine satellite photos of jet trails over North America, and it shows the whole continent covered. We know there's ice crystals. We know those are natural. But they persist now. We have the patents where it's added to the jet fuel and dispersed, and there's other special aircraft. And clearly we've had weather folks on. We've had meteorologists on who've looked at the water, the storms coming in that would normally dump water in California, Oregon, and Seattle up in Washington, and it's being killed before it gets there. It's being dumped into the ocean. You put the salts in, you put the ionizers in, you put the nuclei in, and it makes it come down early. It's 101. So tell us what's coming up in the next 35 minutes or so, sir. Good job getting more and more attention. They're really upset that they can't spin this, Dane.
Well, thank you for giving your voice this issue so often, Alex, and all you've done for the greater good. And on this particular issue, this is the noose around our neck. And this is what so many people need to realize, that whatever other challenges we face, if we don't face this challenge, nothing else will matter soon. And in regard to the California drought, that is a 1+1=2 equation. When we know they're aerosolizing off the U.S. West Coast, too many condensation nuclei, as you stated, and they can not only reduce the rain before it arrives, they can also migrate the rain directly over the top of us by introducing too many condensation nuclei, Alex, and they're doing that in conjunction with the ridiculously resilient ridge. This is a new meteorological term that refers to the high pressure that blocks all the rain completely. That's a result of the ionosphere heater. So they have several means of blocking the rain from the west, but they're wreaking havoc all over the globe, Alex.
And as you know, we're going to come back. Dubai is in the BBC with these microwaves making it rain. They can also stop it from raining. So this is old technology. We know they've got that going on as well. We know they're shutting down our power plants, doing everything they can to shut America down. If they kill the California breadbasket, America's done. and it looks like they've been successful. We're going to come back, give you the floor to walk through all these exhibits. If you're not a TV viewer, you should be, because you're going to see a lot of evidence. Infowars.com/show. Send the feed to friends and family.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we get a lot of questions, and here are some of the answers. Our products are naturally low in salt, a quarter of many others, at 677 per pound dehydrated weight, or 277 calories per dollar. We're one of the least expensive in the industry. Everything is non-GMO and MSG-free. We gladly make free substitutions. Most orders ship the next business day. $99 is our everyday price at both 800-700-2184 and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and we put a high value on your privacy, and we'd never use high-pressure sales. Everything is packaged and shipped from our plant in Southern Oregon. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184, 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I want more candy. I want more video games. Why not life?
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right. Here's a simple synopsis. Anyone with a search engine can find Library of Congress, United Nations treaties, the patents, the films that have been made. So many documentaries, though, act like it's a mystery that they're going to solve. It's like, the mystery, does the Washington, D.C. Capitol exist? Let's find out. And 2 hours later, you find out, yes, it exists. No, there's no having to go prove the Pacific Ocean exists. We know it's been discovered. We've seen it. It's been documented for thousands of years. Or the Atlantic. Or the Indian Ocean. But the establishment treats us like pygmies. To be around the middle of Africa or something, and have never seen civilization, and they go, there's no chemtrailing, there's no weather modification going on. When it was declassified a decade ago, I had been living some of the father weapons on, weather weapons on. They could take a clear sky in Vietnam and rain 10 feet of water anytime they wanted on the Ho Chi Minh Trail with less than 7 aircraft. And that was with primitive technology. They could create hurricanes. They could kill hurricanes. They could strengthen them. They could weaken them. They could steer them. They could control them. He came on my show, on radio and TV, and then got a visit by Homeland Security would never talk to me again. Because he got declassified. I got his name. I got him on. Fox News picked it up after I had him on. I mean, they got upset. Stanford Research Institute, 1967, certified with the Naval Weapons Laboratory that they could create and control hurricanes with just aerosol spray, but with giant solar panel arrays and magnetic arrays and microwave arrays, they could completely control it. Project to turn the desert green trials in Qatar. And again, they're using microwave systems to do that as well. But then when we talk about, hey, there's a giant Department of Energy program and all the admissions under scientific terms, it's never called chemtrail. You never find a FEMA camp saying, where's the FEMA camp document? It's not called a FEMA camp. It's called an emergency center under the Establishment Act. It's called a civilian inmate labor camp. It's called a resettlement program, Army War College. Then you can read all about it and how they're going to break up families, put us in different FEMA camps. It's at army.mil. All the time folks call in or try to show up at the office or send me letters going, I didn't believe it. I looked it up. Army.mil. They're building the camps. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. But see, it's called another name, not a FEMA camp. So Dave Whittington, who heads up geoengineeringwatch.org, again, has really been getting folks for years concerned about this. Now that the drought is driving people out, the question is, what is geoengineering for folks that don't know? What is the evidence? We should walk through it. If you're a TV viewer, you can see as we go along here just what we threw together today for this interview that walks through exactly what's happening and the history of this situation. We have the Weather and Climate Modification Manual that shows the aircraft nozzle, satellite images, and how to control the weather. We have the tree die-off from the aluminum dioxide. We have the NASA satellite photos making the Earth darker. We have the geoengineering patents. We have it all. But that's what's crazy is that it's so admitted. So, sir, you've got the floor. Break it down for us exactly what we're facing and why would they want to kill the breadbasket of America?
Everything you stated, Alex, is spot on. In regard to climate engineering, which is weather warfare, there's no delineation between the two. Weather warfare amounts to biological warfare because all of us on the ground have to breathe, inhale, and absorb what's being sprayed above us. So in regards to the California drought, again, the equation is simple. When you aerosolize on this scale, you radically disrupt the hydrological cycle. And I would challenge any of your listeners or encourage your listeners to look at disseminations I did 2 years ago, for example, Engineered Drought Catastrophe Target California, and ask yourself if that data from 2 years ago wasn't exactly on target. Now, the reason it's on target is because as they continue these programs, it couldn't not happen. That same data was presented to Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom, Lieutenant Governor of California, at the state capitol by myself nearly 2 years ago. There's no question they know what's going on. There's no question the Lieutenant Governor knows. People in the EPA know. I've had high-level EPA meetings. I've been in Barbara Boxer's office, spoken in front of the California Energy Commission, who knows they're losing 20% of the state's rain, 20 to 40% from, quote, particulates of unknown origin. This is the biggest elephant in the room, Alex, by far. And the planetary disruption it's causing is far beyond what most people imagine to be possible. But as you correctly outlined, this weather warfare, and that's exactly what it is, it's not for the common good. There is no benevolence in the climate engineering programs. It's weather warfare, which amounts to biological warfare, again, because of the contamination. And I would encourage people to simply look at the amount of data we have, the photographs of the nozzles, as you just showed. When people argue, is this or isn't it going on, we have the historical records, as you correctly outlaid. We have photographs of the retrofit nozzles mounted even on commercial planes. We have photographs of these tankers spraying, shutting on and off at altitude, military tankers, KC-10s, KC-135s, C-17s. There's no argument that this is going on, Alex.
There certainly isn't, and Dane Whittington is our guest today at geoengineeringwatch.org. Please continue laying out from your deep research what the end game of this is, because they admit the geoengineering is going on. It's going on a planetary scale. They can even do lethal testing under U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, if it's, quote, for research. That's why they never say it's now an operational phase. It's always in research phase, but it's so huge. I remember they did naval testing 18 years ago in South Texas, and they had 30-foot floods in creeks and things. It killed hundreds of people. And there was a footnote in the Associated Press that the Navy was doing geoengineering testing in that area, but they weren't involved in the floods. So we just see these little type of things pop up.
The cataclysms they have already caused, the human health impact already caused, could never be calculated. Ultimately, what these programs are about is power and control. Even if we trace them back to their inception, their first major deployments in the late 40s, that we see in government documents. In fact, one of which I found in the NASA archives, 80 pages long from 1966. This is on geoengineeringwatch.org. Presidential document outlining the scope and scale of these programs. Even as of that time, 10 major universities involved, 12 federal agencies involved, and yet we have CBS.
It was banned by a UN treaty that we signed in 1978.
Correct. After Project Popeye was so successful in Vietnam over the Ho Chi Minh Trail, but yet there were loopholes in that banning that did not prohibit countries from experimenting over their own populations.
Right.
Nobody's paying attention to the UN mandates anyway. So the bottom line.
And notice,
right now,
folks, we're finishing each other's sentences. And if you're a radio listener, we're putting documents on screen. We'll go to the second group. We're not making this up. This is in public view. How frustrating is it for you, Dane, to spend your life fighting this, to see your beautiful retreat dying, to see the trees dying all over California, to see the animals dying, to have the soil test with the aluminum dioxide off the chart? The Forestry Service, I know, has talked to you, and others admits, yeah, something's happening. I mean, this is crazy. And then they just sit there and make fun of it.
It's like living in again, Groundhog Day, where you wake up every day hoping there's some sort of consciousness around you that starts to stir, and yet until now we have the entire science community, governmental agencies, all towing the line for the power structure, all doubling down on the lie because they're so committed to the lie that this isn't going on. They're so committed to the lie that these are, quote, condensation trails, when I think you showed on the screen earlier the high bypass turbofan jet engine. Encourage people to look at the tutorial on that we have at the homepage of Geoengineering Watch. This engine is mounted on all commercial aircraft, all military tankers. It's a jet-powered fan. By design, it is nearly incapable of producing any condensation trail except under the most extreme circumstances, because 85% of the air that passes through that engine is non-combusted. The contrail lies is the greatest lie ever perpetrated on the American population. They've been planning for these programs to continue for a very long time, Alex, but the cataclysms they're causing around the globe now can't be hidden much longer.
But then in children's textbooks, I showed one a few years ago that's used nationwide, it said, when you see those trails, that's the planes putting out a sunscreen to save us from global warming and to fix the ozone layer. So, and in kids' cartoons, they admit it. So the young ones will accept it, and they tell us nothing's happening. It's just crazy.
The lie is beginning to break down, though. And in regard to the ozone layer, and that's an important point you brought up, the paradox here is that by putting particulates in the atmosphere, that actually destroys the ozone layer. It doesn't matter whether those particulates are from a volcano or from the back of a jet aircraft. And we're talking about the quantities we're speaking about here, and stated by internationally recognized geoengineer David Keith, the goal to put 20 million tons of aluminum nanoparticulates into the atmosphere annually. And we have massive red flags, Alex, going up, proving the contamination we have said was there for a decade now, proving with our lab tests. Now we have peer-reviewed studies, for example, in regard to the bee collapse, colony collapse disorder, that we have stated again and again was not just the farm chemicals. There's a heavy metal contamination. Now we have peer-reviewed study proving that bees are dying from symptoms that resemble dementia and Alzheimer's, the level of aluminum in the bees.
And we have Reuters saying that. You and others said that first. And just to interrupt and interject that you're so right here.
You bet.
I saw another big study just a few years ago that lung cancer in women, even though smoking's way down, is up sevenfold. I personally am beyond scared now. I know six different young women below the ages of 40 that never smoked who are all dying of lung cancer right now So whatever they're spraying is hitting women even more. And you see the neurological disorders are off the charts. The animals are dying. The trees are dying. I mean, this is madness. This is just like they put fluoride in the water, which they now basically admit was a neurotoxin, and scientists say take it out. Harvard says take it out. They've quadrupled down with something even bigger now.
Let's look at, in very brief summary, the negative effects of climate engineering. Total disruption of the global hydrological cycle, the rain cycle. Total shredding of the ozone layer. Total contamination of the entire surface of the planet. Every breath we take is laden with these materials. And in regard to, for example, let's take the forest fires that are happening in California now. What direct impacts do we know climate engineering is having on those fires? They're blanket spraying off the U.S. West Coast. As you correctly said in the beginning of the show, that disrupts, breaks up the storm track. Whatever moisture does come across the state, they aerosolize it, migrate it over the top. So climate engineering, again, has cut the rain cycle off, which is droughting out those trees. It's bioavailable heavy metals. We know the effect of those metals on the root systems. We have peer-reviewed study to prove that causes the trees to stop nutrient uptake. We have a massively intense UV. We're getting UVB readings with our own meters measured at about 1,000% higher than we're being told. So we have foliage scorching. We have the trees dying from the top down. And importantly, these metals are an incendiary dust. They coat the forest foliage with an incendiary dust. So you have all the ingredients necessary, including more lightning, by the way, because we have a more conductive atmosphere. So we have more lightning, less rain, incendiary dust on the trees, forests that are dying, all the ingredients necessary for this type of fire cataclysm.
And then we have all the patents going back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s about adding these very chemicals to jet fuel to be aerosolized by the jet engines and delivered. Then we have separate spray planes that have been photographed. Then we have all these, and the guy, I've got him here in the stack, what, back in 92 wins a Nobel Prize for a plan to geoengineer exactly like this, and then suddenly the program launches 2 years later all over the world. I mean, it's just all hiding in plain view.
It couldn't be any more obvious for anyone that's willing to wipe their perceptions clean and look with a clear lens. I mean, what we have in the sky is, you again correctly cited, global dimming. That's a term people should look up and understand. And that is the express goal of solar radiation management. That's a science term for what's happening above our skies. The express goal is to block the sun. And we have exactly that happening, proven with peer-reviewed science data. All the materials used in the patents are showing up on the ground in lethal quantities.
And you notice almost every month, I'll hear on radio, TV, or print, scientists want a global dim by spraying particulate into the air released by airplanes. So they're just getting you ready. Like, scientists might want a world government someday when they're already setting it up. They're just purely conditioning us, I guess, to go public and say, yeah, we spray aluminum dioxide, barium salts, and radioactive isotopes on you and your family. This is insane asylum level. And then we were just showing London Guardian articles admitting geoengineering dimming programs already going on. That's what's crazy. They admit they're doing it with one hand, but deny they are with the other.
People are waking up quickly, though, and their attempt to sell this to the public as a quote-unquote climate change mitigation, which we have more than enough data to know now conclusively that climate engineering is fueling an already bad climate situation. You obviously trap more heat than you deflect with the particulates. We have NASA confirming that for us. So this can't be sold as a climate mitigation in any sense.
That's right. They claim they're stopping global warming, but then it makes us hotter.
Correct.
Listen,
correct.
So much of it's classified. The programs, as you said, are admitted, but the details are classified. From your deep research and talking to top scientists, what do you think they're really trying to do? Is it a plan to come out with GMO seeds that only grow, that Monsanto has that can grow in aluminum? We know they have a whole line of those. Or is it population reduction? Is it geoengineered to wreck the climate? Did they blow holes in the atmosphere and do something we didn't know about with the nukes? I mean, what is it? Or are they just playing God? Is it just about controlling the weather?
You've just given a very accurate summary. If we answer your question with all the above, absolutely all the above, and a comparison that matches very closely with the mentality behind climate engineering, Alex, you know what Corexit was in the Gulf of Mexico,
yes,
the chemical. So if we use that as an example, did Corexit correct anything?
No.
No. A chemical ban throughout the globe, according to our environmental impact reports, it made the situation 52 times more toxic. But they used it anyway. Why? To hide the damage already done
And some of the same mentality applies with climate engineering. In the course of their exercising this weather warfare, which is all it amounts to, you can't call it anything else, they continue doubling down on these programs in an attempt to try to, in some ways, hide, like Corexit, the damage already done by doing even more damage. And this is the mentality we have. They're too invested in this to turn back, Alex.
Well, we've got to have you up more often. We're going to break and come back in the next two segments and have you cover all the different angles you need to get to. But we're going to go over some of the geoengineering patents, geoengineering reports. We've been showing TV viewers this. Radio listeners can go to Infowars.com/show and find the free feed. And by tomorrow, we'll have this posted on YouTube. People need to make this go viral. We'll also post it to Facebook. I mean, I've got children. And what scares me is, you know, they're doing this now worldwide. Just a decade ago, my wife and I at the time privately talked about moving to the southern hemisphere to get away from increased radiation levels and the geoengineering. But according to my research, you correct me if I'm wrong, they're now firing it up in the southern hemisphere as well. Is that correct?
You are exactly correct.
So, I mean, I'm going to get mad when my kids are 20 if they get lung cancer. I mean, I'm really getting pissed at these politicians, man. I mean, they need to know that we're here to make sure they understand that we're going to, you know, they're going to pay for what they've done. I mean, I'm getting tired of being assaulted every day by this stuff. And I just, it seems like everybody I know has got a girlfriend or a wife dying of lung cancer. I mean, you know, I don't mean to be ranting. I'm just getting tired of it, man. I am getting tired of it. And the baby parts getting sold, and we're run by demons.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we get a lot of questions, and here are some of the answers. Our products are naturally low in salt, a quarter of many others. At 677 per pound, dehydrated weight, or 277 calories per dollar, we're one of the least expensive in the industry. Everything is non-GMO and MSG-free. We gladly make free substitutions. Most orders ship the next business day. $99 is our everyday price at both 800-700-2184 and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and we put a high value on your privacy, and we never use high-pressure sales. Everything is packaged and shipped from our plant in Southern Oregon. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184, 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
I'm going to do 5 minutes of overdrive with our guests, but then the whole fourth hour is going to be live with Anthony Gucciardi hosting today. He's got a lot of key stuff he's going to be covering. Anthony will get into the breakdown of the decline of America and what experts see coming down the pipeline for most Americans with Caterpillar contracting and other stock issues. He's also going to talk to you, taking your calls, and cover the latest health news that wasn't able to get to today, including a new type of disease outbreak that could affect millions. That is coming up in the fourth hour with Anthony Gucciardi. I've got the crew in there just Googling geoengineering at colleges, and they've got one here talking about geoengineer to stop CO2 spray particulate into the atmosphere. And so that's how they're getting them all ready to accept it, that you're the saviors of the earth by doing this, and it's total, complete madness as part of a larger program. Briefly, please continue to spread the word about the broadcast. That's how we get the word out. It's how we reach new people. I want to thank all of you that have been doing that. Become a subscriber for $5.95 a month for the nightly news and help fund that operation. 20 people can use the same username, so it's 20 people get a membership for $5.95 and sign up for a year. It's even less expensive. So prisonplanet.tv, and mitigate the toxins we're breathing by water filtration. Cut out the toxins that are there, and you lessen it to a great extent. High-quality water filtration systems at InfoWarsStore.com, promo code WATER, to get 10% off. So you're drinking pure, clean water that cuts out the aluminum, the garbage, the glyphosates, all of it, and you're supporting this transmission. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And when you call, tell them promo code WATER to get 10% off or promo code WATER at checkout. InfoWarsStore.com. Well, our guest, again, has been going to the State House, the Energy Commissions. He really is a great leader just with his straight, deadpan layout of the info with scientists and others. There are a lot of scientists and meteorologists joining the ranks, exposing geoengineering as the system tries to go public with it out of one side of its mouth, but denies it out of the other. Geoengineeringwatch.org. Dane Wigington, please continue to break down exactly what we're facing and how we reverse it. You say people are really starting to wake up.
They are. Again, the statement you just made, trying to abdicate out of one side and denying out of the other, that's exactly what we have happening. People ask me why this issue, why I'm focused so completely on this issue. As you alluded to before the break as well, Alex, if we can't think clearly, we are all absorbing these particulates. The neurological effect to the human brain is well documented. If we can't think clearly, what other challenges will we face? We have statistics from MIT, for example, recent statistics that state MIT is a major research center in the globe, that within 10 years, one out of two children will have autism. One out of two. We have Alzheimer's, dementia now. One in three seniors.
The IQ is dropping 10 points every 10 years.
Yes.
I mean, that's not education. We're getting dumb. We're getting hit.
Yes. You're exactly right. So, again, whether we're talking about Fukushima, which is a huge global threat, or a long list of other threats we face, if we can't think clearly, what threats can we possibly face? As short of nuclear cataclysm, the greatest and most immediate threat we face that's right here, right now, is global climate engineering. It's contaminating every breath we take. What other larger priority could we possibly have than that?
Amazing. We're going to go to break, and I'm going to give you the full 5 minutes on the side to talk about solutions, what we can do, how we can get involved, what you think the most, well, briefly, the minute we have, what are the most hard-hit areas of the world from your research?
Well, as you correctly stated, the Southern Hemisphere has been hit now also. But when we look at neurological disorder escalation, the greatest escalation on the planet is the United States of America. Statistical fact from recent study. So we are being hit harder than anywhere else on the planet overall.
Yeah, the globalists couldn't deal with American spirit and their world government, so we're being bug poisoned. And it's just, and I hope all the trendies and the bureaucrats and the geoengineers think it's funny, because it's going to be you, your wife, your kids, you know, that are going to be dying. It's eugenics. We'll be back. Fourth hour, InfoWars.com/show.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
Affiliate, folks. Spread the word.
GCN Live.
Life and death. It ain't a game. most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.